we started because three of my children were killed in a car crash, along with two grandchildren. And it was an illegal drag race on a public highway on a Saturday morning, and it was with the connivance of the police and the traffic police. My children were killed. You know, you sort of think, well, what am I going to do now? So I thought, well, the best thing to do is to try and prevent other people from going through the problems and the tragedy that we did. So I started this organization, Drive Alive. We go out every day of the week, and we go to two schools every morning.
How serious is the problem of traffic accidents in South Africa?
It's extremely serious. We kill 18,000 people a year on our roads.
18,000?
18,000. We have 40 million in the country, but I can tell you that comparing us with other countries, we, I would imagine, are right up there amongst the top countries in the world as far as our death rate on the roads is concerned. It's shocking.
Why is it so?
Deteriorating road infrastructure. We also have the problem of corrupt police. And the reason for that is lack of political will. They will deny this, but speak to anybody. There are potholes everywhere.
Now let's talk about using drama to sensitize people about the importance of driving safely.
Well, of course, with an oral society, drama is the perfect way, and especially with children. You know, when we arrive at a school that hasn't seen us before, they all think, oh, golly, we're going to get another lecture. And they sit there. You know, we do it mostly in the open air. Once my actors come on and they start moving and they start singing, see a banana, banana, see a banana, the children start moving, they start laughing, they love it straight away.
If I may, what is the plot?
We teach the five main road safety rules. Now, see a banana means see and be seen. The first road safety rule is never, never run across the road. Because if you run, chances are you could trip. You're not looking to see where the cars are coming from. Then the next road safety rule is stop, look, and listen. Then we do a little scene about that. Now, here in South Africa, there are very few parks for the previously disadvantaged children. There are not playgrounds and things like that. So the obvious place to play soccer is on the road. So then we have a little scene where a car comes along and they're playing soccer, and then the one actor becomes the car and he holds up a number plate, and he comes along and he nearly knocks the other boy over, and he bursts the soccer ball that the car does, and you know, there's a little scene doing that. And so that is the fourth road safety rule. And then the fifth road safety rule explains reflection. Now, I have tried many, many, many times to get the law changed so that no backpack, rucksack, child's little satchel, nothing can be sold in this country unless it has reflection on it.